So let's review. The Gemara cites a stira, an apparent contradiction between a Mishnah Masechtas Tamid and a Mishnah Masechtas Midos, regarding the layout of the Beis HaMoked, literally, the house of the burning fire, which was one of the many lishkas that were built in the wall of the Azara. A fire was always burning there for the Kohanim to keep warm, since they walked about barefoot on the stone floor of the Azara. It was built half by Kodesh inside the Azara, and half by Choyl outside the Azara. And the Kohanim who were scheduled to do the Avodah the next day would sleep in the outer half. V'rashi paspas in mevdilim ben Kodesh l'Choyl. There were wooden protrusions indicating the separation between the holy and non-holy areas. The Beis HaMoked was a very large room, and there were four smaller lishkas in its four corners. The Gemara's understanding at this point, according to Rashi, is that the order, counterclockwise, is as follows. According to the Mishnah Masechtas Tamid, we begin in the corner of Tzifleinis Marabis, the Lishkas Hatloim, Marabis Deroimis, the Lishkas HaChesamis, Deroimis Mizrachis, the Lishkas Beis HaMoked, and Mizrachis Tzifleinis, the Lishkas Lechem Shoisim by Lechem Aponim. According to the Mishnah Masechtas Midos, we begin in the corner of Marabis Deroimis. In the southwestern corner was the Lishkas Hatloim, where they would keep and inspect the lambs for possible disqualifying blemishes. Deroimis Mizrachis, in the southeastern corner was the Lishkas Shoisim by Lechem Aponim, where they would make the lechem upon them. Mizrachis Tzefainis. In the northeastern corner was the Lishkas HaChesamis, where the receipts were kept. These receipts were given to people who purchased flour, wine, and oil for their karbanis. This is also where Ganzu Beis Chashmonai of the Mizbeach. After the Greeks defiled the Mizbeach by bringing offerings to Avodah Zarah, the Chashmonai built a new Mizbeach and hid the stones of the old Mizbeach under the ground of this Lishka. Tzefainis Maravis. In the northwestern corner was the Lishkas Beis HaMoked, where there was another fire burning all the time. This lishka also had steps by which a kohen tamei would descend to a mikvah on a lower level. Rav Huna says that this is indeed a machlokes. The Mishnah Masechtas Tamid is the opinion of Rav Shimon Ish HaMitzpah, and the Mishnah Masechtas Midos is the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara proceeds to show that all the Stam Mishnahs of Masechtas Midos are the opinion of Rav Elazar ben Yaakov. The Gemara first cites a Mishnah in Midos which seems to be quoting Rav Elazar ben Yaakov in detailing the layout of the Ezes Nashim as follows. The dimensions of the Ezes Nashim were 135 by 135 amas square. And there were four lishkas in the four corners as follows. Deroimis Mizrachis, in the southeastern corner was the Lishkas HaNazirim, where the Nazirim would cut their hair, which would then be thrown into the fire under the pots in which the meat of their carbon shalom was being cooked. Mizrachis Tzafainis, in the northeastern corner was the Lishkas Dir HaEitzim, the storeroom of wood where Kahana Bali Mumin, Kahanim who had a blemish which disqualified them from performing the Avodah, would inspect and remove wormy wood, which may not be used for the fire on the Mizbeach. Tzfainis Marabas. In the northwestern corner was the Lishkas HaMitzaron, where people who had Tzaras and were in the purification process would toivel before proceeding to Shar Nikonor, the entrance to the Azara, to receive the blood of their Karban Asham on their thumbs and so on. Marabas Deroimis. In the southwestern corner was the Lishkas Beis Shemanya, where wine and oil which were used for Menachas and Nesachim were kept. The Gemara next cites several Mishnahs which describe the layout of the Har HaBayis and the Azaras. Since the Har HaBayis was a mountain, the Beis HaMikdash complex was multi-tiered, which the Gemara describes in ascending order, Mimizrach L'Mayrv, from Mizrach the east to Mayrv the west, because although there were many entrances, the main entrance to each area was in the Mizrach wall. The first level was the Har HaBayis, which was an area of 500 by 500 amas. At a point of 10 amis before the wall of the Ezes Nashim, there was a short wall, 10 tfachim high, called the Seirik, made of wood lattice. This area was called Chel, into which a Tame Mace may not enter. In the Chel, there were 12 steps leading up to the Ezes Nashim. Each step was a half a amah high and a half a amah deep, making the Ezes Nashim 6 amis higher than the Har HaBayis. At the Marv side of the Ezes Nashim, there were 15 steps and a semicircle leading up to the Azara. These steps were also a half amma high and a half amma deep, making the Azara 7.5 ammas higher than the Ezes Nashim. The dimensions of the Azara were 135 ammas wide, mitzafen ladarm, as the Ezes Nashim, and 187 ammas long, mi mizrach l'mayrv. The first 11 ammas inside the Azara was called Ezas Yisrael, because the Yisraelim were restricted to this area. The next 11 ammas were referred to as Ezes Kahanim, where only Kahanim were allowed. According to Elazar ben Yaakov, there was one step of one amma high between the Ezes Yisrael and the Ezes Kahanim. The next 32 ammas were occupied by the Mizbeach HaChitza, the outer Mizbeach, upon which the Karbanos were burned. there were 22 amas between the ulam and the mizbeach, between the mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, where kahanim bali women were not allowed. This area included the 12 steps leading up to the ulam. These steps were also a half amma high and a half amma deep, making the ulam v'heichal 6 amas higher than the azara. The structure of the Beis HaMikdash, centered on the width of the azara, was 100 amas long by 100 amas wide and 100 amas high. There were another 11 amas between the Beis HaMikdash and the Ma'ariv wall of the azara. Before we proceed, we must review one halacha regarding the Paraduma, which was burned on the Har HaZeisim, the Mount of Olives, directly to the Mizrach, the east of the Beis HaMikdash. Its blood must be sprinkled toward the Beis HaMikdash to the west, as the Torah says, V'hizal neichach p'noy l'mayid, which also means that the Kohen must be able to see the opening of the Heichal. How is this achieved? The Gemara cites another Mishnah which says, Kol ha'psachim shehoyusham, gaivan esrim amma, v'rachvan esrim amas. All doorways of the Beis HaMikdash and Azaris were 20 amas high and 10 amas wide. Now, as we have learned earlier, the floor of the Ezes Nashim was 6 amas higher than the floor of the Har HaBayis. The Azara was 7.5 amas higher, and the Heichal was another 6 amas higher, for a total of 19.5 amas. Therefore, the Kohen on the Har HaZeisim could see through the Pesach HaHeichal through the doorway of the Har HaBayis, which was 20 amas high. However, according to Rabbi ben Yaakov, that there was an additional amma in height between the Ezes Yisrael and the Ezes Kahanim, the total elevation was 20.5 amas, and the Kohen on the Har HaZeisim could not see the Pesach HaHeichal through the doorway of the Har HaBayis, which was only 20 amas high. Therefore, the Stam Mishnah Midah says, Kol haksalim shayisham hayigvoyin chutz mikoyis l'mizrachi shakoyin hasayiv hasapara oymer bahar ha-mishcha u'mechavin v'roye keneged pesach shalechel b'shas hazos hadam. All walls were quite high, except for the eastern wall, which was lower, so that the Kohen on the Har HaZeisim could see the Pesach HaHeichal over the doorway of the Har HaBayis. This proves that the Stam Mishnah Masechtas Midas is the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Rabbi Bar Ava says that the Stam Mishnah Midas could be the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says in the Braisa that the Mizbeach was centered on the Azar. Since it was 32 amas wide, it blocks the view into the Heichal, and that is why the Mizrach wall had to be lower. The Gemara refutes this because the Stam Mishnah Midas clearly indicates that the Mizbeach was not centered in the Azara, thereby allowing the Kohen on Har HaZeisim to look into the Pesach HaHeichal along the side of the Mizbeach. This Mishnah breaks down the 135 amas of the width of the Azara as follows. The ramp and the Mizbeach was 62 amas. From the Mizbeach to the Tabois, the rings on the floor that were used during Shechita to hold down the animals, was 8 amas. The area with the rings was 24 amas. From the rings to the shulchanis, the tables that held the slaughtered animals was 4 amas. The tables themselves were 4 amas. From the tables to the nanosin, the pillars that were used to hang the slaughtered animals when they flayed the skin, was 4 amas. And from the pillars to the wall was 8 amas, for a total of 114. Half of the remaining 21 amas was between the ramp and the other wall, and half was taken up by the area where the pillars stood. According to this, the majority of the Mizbeach was on the south side of the Azara, which is not the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the Mizbeach was in the middle of the Azara. It must be that a Stam Mishnah Midas is Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, just as Rav Huna said. This discussion continues on the next daf.